Welcome to SEC Unfiltered, home of the best SEC content on the internet. The following is brought to you by our friends over at Prize Picks. Go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks is the simplest fantasy game on the market, focused around prop total entries. You pick 2 to 6 players, and you can win up to 10 times on any entry. Prize Picks has no sharks, optimizers, or mass multi-entry guys. It's literally just you against the projection. They also allow mixed sport entry. So, for example, you can take the over on LeBron, parlay with the under on Mahomes. They've got college sports, pro sports, literally anything and everything you can think of. They have got it over at Prize Picks. They also have a slick, easy-to-use mobile app, both on the App Store and Google Play. They're rated 4.8 stars in the App Store with rave reviews as well. Guys, so many fans and listeners of SEC Unfiltered have made tons of money with our friends at Prize Picks, and you should as well. So again, go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Be sure to check them out and tell them that Chris from SEC Unfiltered sent you. Let's get it.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Carolina Gamecocks took the field ahead of a pivotal year four. Anytime you got a brand new quarterback, Blaine, that is the talking point. And of course, the question mark all offseason: how is South Carolina going to attempt to replace the productivity that they lose in Spencer Rattler. Well, Honoris Sellers, it looks like, takes over, although South Carolina, they have not officially named him the starting quarterback, which, whether you agree, disagree, or what have you, that is where they are. It does seem like Honoris Sellers will be QB1. I thought showed the athleticism in his legs. Dowell Loggins, Blaine, I'm sure you saw this, the offensive coordinator, and he said this last year before the spring game as well, but he said this during this week that the offense was going to be quote-unquote vanilla ice cream, meaning they weren't going to show anything. And the final score in this ball game, Blaine, 17-0. It was like watching paint dry. And from the folks I talked to down in their Columbia, I don't know if there was a pass attempted over like 7 yards past the line of scrimmage. So you learn virtually nothing in the passing game. I think wide receiver is still definitely a need for them. I think defensively, and I'll let you get to it in just a second, Blaine, but I think they should be better defensively. I think they're bigger. I think they're more athletic in the front seven, although they lost guys in the portal. And then, of course, line of scrimmage, I think, was the other big thing that fans wanted to see. What did the offensive line look like? From a talent perspective, they should be better. I still think there's a lot of holes to plug there. So, all in all, I don't know that we learned a ton about South Carolina, but there is certainly a lot of reason for excitement and optimism about the dynamic that Honoris Sellers brings to this South Carolina offense if they're going to be willing to open up the playbook. What did you see from the Gamecocks last night?
Just saw that it's going to be a totally different attack than it was a year ago with Spencer Rattler, because Spencer Rattler, right, his strength, and it's odd too. It's odd, Chris, because his strength was standing in the pocket and throwing the football down the field. But what could South Carolina not do? They couldn't protect him in the pocket. Well, now it looks like, you know, Lenore Sellers' strength, and also maybe the strength of this football team with the running backs they've added and a little bit more beef on the offensive line, is going to be running the football, okay? And he'll be able to contribute to that a little bit too. But maybe it does play out a little bit better with Lenore Sellers, because there was still the pass pro leakage, right? It was a lot getting through, and a lot of it has to do with those guys on the defense side we'll talk about. I'll tell you this, though. Lenore Sellers is supremely athletic. Not just a good runner. He's a elite runner. He's a guy that I've seen him play, but when I looked at him in comparison, I looked real close in comparison to like some of his defensive linemen. And so like standing beside each other, I was like, oh, okay. This guy's that thick and he's running the football like that. 240, 245, and just has quick twitch ability. So that is always going to be an escape route. That's always going to be really, really good. One thing, now, I never want to act like I know something that the game plan or the coaches know or something like that. So this could have been the plan from Dowell Loggins. He could have told Lenore Sellers to do this. But one thing I think we saw out of Lenore Sellers was if the primary read wasn't open, he was taking off and running. It was one read, I'm gone. One read, done. Now, some of that was pass pro sometimes. Some of that was his own decision. That's not going to work no matter how athletic you are in the SEC. He's going to have to get better at actually reading defenses, going through progressions, and that's going to come with the marriage of the pass pro as well. But I did think Attaway, some of the running backs looked really good. I thought they were improved running the football, which they couldn't do a lick last year, Chris. So that is a big thing to be excited about if you're a South Carolina fan. I think running the football is going to be a lot better because you were doing it against guys who are pretty good on that defensive front, like I said. So I think offensively, there's a lot to be excited about in terms of athleticism and talent and the ability to run the football. I do think some concerns would be the ability of Lenore Sellers to read defenses, and then is there a true playmaker on the outside at receiver, because we didn't see it.
And Blaine, that's where I wanted to go, because you mentioned Lenore Sellers, and I think fans, South Carolina fans, have to be very realistic in their expectations for him, because again, as talented as he is, he still is a youngster. There's a lot to learn. Dowell Loggins' offense, from what we heard last year, it is kind of that NFL style, to where it can take a little bit to process or what have you. But I think the bigger questions for him, I think he can throw the football just fine. It's, you mentioned the wide receiver position, and it's like, who steps up there? Nick Harbor did not participate, for what it's worth, in spring ball, getting ready for the Olympics, stuff like that. But I mentioned this a couple weeks ago. It's a little bit of an unsettling feeling when the guy that, you know, you recruited to be in this position, okay, once, you know, Juice Wells and Xavier Leggett and that crew has gone, Nick Harbor is going to slide in there and be wide receiver one. And I don't know that it's that simple. So somebody else is going to have to step up. You already have some other loose ends on the offensive side with, you know, is the offensive line going to be consistent enough? Is the run game going to be consistent enough? If you don't have the bodies at wide receiver as well, and you're putting all your chips, all your stock into this redshirt freshman quarterback, that can go sideways in a hurry. When it's going well, it'll go really well, but when it's not, the kid is still a freshman. So South Carolina's got to find other guys around, and they've got to find a way, Blaine. I think their number one priority has to be with Sean Elliott, the new running game coordinator, their new running backs coach, Dabble Loggin, Shane Beamer. They've got to find a way to run the football consistently enough to help out a young quarterback. Like, that's going to be one of the big things that defines success for them. On the defensive side, Blaine, I wanted you to talk a little bit about Dylan Stewart. He jumped off the page when it comes to film. There's a lot of talk about him 24 hours or so after the spring game. Your thoughts on the kind of player he can be, and you mentioned that defensive front as well, but he was a dude that seemed stole the show last night. Today's episode is brought to you by Unified Healing. Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. No matter where you are, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/SEC to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/SEC. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
Yeah, I mean, he's a stud. Nobody thought anything else would happen. I mean, he's as highly of a coveted, highly of a just sought after guy as you can get coming to South Carolina. And he's got all the physical traits in the world. Listen, Alabama, Georgia, everybody else wanted him. And if he had gone to them, he would be on the field for them early. He's that kind of a talent. I mean, he's that kind of a player by all accounts. Everybody I know when I was covering his recruitment in my former job that I was doing, all that kind of stuff, the family's great. You know, it's there's nothing not to like about Dylan Stewart and his future there at South Carolina. So they should have a guy that can do a lot of different things on the field and bring a lot of excitement even early on. But edge, a lot of times as an edge player, you can have success early. Think Harold Perkins, right? How much Harold Perkins was able to come and flash early on as a freshman, because a lot of times you can just say, hey, let's go get the football, young fellow. Put him out there on the edge and go get it. And I think Dylan Stewart is going to be able to do more than that, but he's going to be able to use his athleticism and have a big year for South Carolina.
And Blaine, in closing on the defensive side, and we've gotten our notes here, obviously a couple guys that stood out, but Desmond Umiazulu is a guy that should pop, look pretty good. Kyle Kennard, Demetrius Knight Jr., a couple transfers, look really good for them. That leads me all to this. Debo Williams at linebacker, Nick Emanwori at safety. The defense should be worlds better than it was last year for South Carolina, and bringing back Clayton White was already a controversial decision. If it's not markedly improved, the decision should be very simple. I mean, I'm not saying they should be a top three or four defense in the league, but they got some guys. Like, they've got some guys on that defensive side to be a lot better than they were at times last year. And so if we see something similar, I think, to what South kind of dealt with the first 70-75% of the season, it's a scheme issue. I don't think it's going to be a talent issue on that side of the football.
Oh, yeah. I mean, when you saw 5 and 9, when you saw Kennard and Umiazulu out there as bookends of that defense on that front, that is what they're supposed to look like. You know, I mean, you got Umiazulu over there, 6'6", 244, Kyle Kinnard's just another 6'5", 6'6", guy up in that range, and he can absolutely – they get after the quarterback. I mean, they do. They poor Jeremiah Thompson, I believe, at left tackle, the freshman, to have to face those guys. I mean, early on, that was the real only part of the South Carolina offensive line that I was like, ugh. But then you go look at it, and Kinnard is just doing his thing, and you got Umi Ozulu over there. But you mentioned – whether it's Debo Williams coming at the linebacker spot or whether it's Demetrius Knight Jr., I thought those two guys played with such passion, such just going after the football, flying around the field, and was excited to see Beamer let these guys get after it. Because we've talked about whether it's Lane Kiffin and the circus that they had over there, not even a spring game. You got Kentucky and Missouri trying to do glorified two-hand touch and pads, that kind of stuff. I just don't think that gets you better. I think what South Carolina did, while there is risk, you know, they lost their left tackle last year in this spring game. There is risk to it, but it makes you better. And I think South Carolina got to see some tenacity out of their defense that they're going to be able to count on in the fall.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com. What's up with it?